Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Cole Center in Madison, where session number two continues. Number three is tonight in the semifinals. I want to announce that Jace Nicholas of Brilliant has been bounced from the tournament, 132 pounds, Division III. The spelling is exactly the same as Jack Nicholas, only it's Jace, J-A-C-E. And I wonder if Jace Nicholas is on the golf team at Brilliant. It would not surprise me at all. You been out golfing yet, Pat?
Not yet. Unfortunately, it's about 50 degrees. It's about time.
Yeah.
February 27th.
You wear two pair of pants when you go golfing?
I don't wear two pair of pants, no.
In case you get a hole in one?
Yeah. I wish I had a hole in one. Someday.
We are awaiting the arrival of Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. He is on deck on mat number 7. We'll focus on that. We're also going to keep an eye open for Landon Bush of Cuba City Venture Southwestern. Try to get a win for Cuba here in this tournament.
I watched in last week at sectionals with my in-laws, Matt and Heather Brickle, and Malik Brickle and Landon Bush wrestled all the time in middle school, like almost weekly. It was pretty crazy. So it's neat to see Landon and know him and hope he gets some success here.
Well, he's going to be appearing very shortly because the match prior to his just ended at a tech ball. Maybe we'll let you start the Landon Bush match at least. Well, now the Waldner match is starting too at the same time.
That's fine.
And Waldner's going against Emma Collins of Mineral Point, which also has connection to our listening area. Emma's dad, Matt, used to wrestle for the Hornets. His grandpa Jim is a member of the Richland Center Wrestling Hall of Honor. And Emma Collins' sister, Delia, is in the state semifinals tonight in the girls' tournament. So you've got quite a wrestling family there. Plus, his Uncle Mitch was a state champion.
I was going to say, that's the name I know, Mitch Collins.
I'll let you guys divide it up. Have it up. Have a wrestle-off here.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You go ahead.
All right, well, looks like we're ready to start here as Nolan works his way out there. Nolan Walder, senior, Ithaca Weston, going for the first takedown right off the bat. Good fireman's carry, so just 2 seconds in the turn. He's up 3-0, gives up the escape. 3-1 lead here for Waldner, senior from Ithaca Weston. That's 39-10. He's in on another single leg. Head outside, comes into it.
And this guy's filming right in front of
you. I got a guy right in front of me with his phone filming a different match. And Nolan does get the takedown, so he's up 6-1. Now he's working that side here. He's trying to cross face.
and get a turn here. He's got about 15 seconds to go, maybe get some near fall. Pat said earlier, rack on the point. Yeah, always want to be scoring here. He's trying to pull that cradle over.
He's put on the gas.
Well, he's not going to quite have enough time to pull that cradle, but a nice first period there for Nolan, 6-1.
Yeah, Landon Bush 0-0 going to the second period. Bush is on the bottom, started out second period, 0-0.
And Bryce Lenzendorf from Prairie du Chien is enjoying a 7-1 lead in his matchup on mat number one against Mr. Klinkner from Two Rivers. Nolan's going to start the second period in the down position. Trying to work his way up. Klinkner hand control underneath, trying to work his way up to his feet as Collins is kind of out front, maybe a little far. A quick attempt there by Waldner. He draped over the top. Waldner's trying to turn his faces and got one hand control. Now he loses it, takes it back. Just gets to his feet here. Collins again is kind of out front there, opening things up for Waldner to take a leg. And cross face comes through and Waldner has to let go of that leg. Looks like Collins is trying to lock up the cradle.
Oh, he's got it, I think. Got it locked up.
Collins has got the cradle locked up. He's got Waldner down on his hip.
Oh.
Got just over a minute to go, but he loses the cradle. And Nolan did a nice job underneath there, breaking that hand control. Now he rolls and steps over, looking to get a reversal here. Does get the reversal. He's going to go up now 8-1 under 45 seconds. Now he's looking for a near fall. He's got one count, but not enough here. He's got time, though. He just can't get that shoulder, that hip turn. He's going to have to come over and recover and hook the leg. A more traditional riding position here. Good breakdown there for Waldner. Waldner up by 7 here. We're about 15 seconds to go in the second period. He's got him stretched out, trying to work that power half. Flip that to a half. I think he's going to have quite enough time to get near fall here. But
Oh,
nice. Yeah, he will. Going to get something near fall, looks like.
Oh, right at the end of the period.
Okay, so no near fall. Oh, he pinned him. I didn't see him.
Oh, I didn't see it either. No, I thought time run out.
Yeah. So he wins by a pin with 1 second on the clock. So a win to Nolan Walder of Ithaca Weston.
So just update on Landon Bush. He's still up 1-0 the third period, and Landon's on top. Carter Reese from Bigfoot Williams Bay is on the bottom. Looking for a reversal now for Carter. And he gets it. So now Landon's down 2-1, third period, minute 30 left in the match. Carter 49-4, it says. Landon 37-16. Landon is a junior, and Carter's a junior. So Landon's on his feet. Goes back to the mat. Good mat return by Carter. Landon down 2-1. 1 minute to go in the third period. For Landon Bush from Cedar City, Benton Southwestern. He gets back to his base. Try to get up and tie this up. Doing a little sit out now. Already looking for a chin drop. You hear that word. Uh-oh, almost got a cradle there. Landon's kind of staying in his base, being a little bit careful here. No, 25 seconds left. He landed, get out the tie, 2-1, 20 seconds left. We got a warning on tap, so stalling on the tap. Carter is warned for stalling. We'll reset here. That's hair. He's got a really great head of hair. I'm jealous of that, Landon. He's got hair that I'd like to have. Up to his feet now. Trying to get that escape. Carter goes down to a leg. He's got a single leg. Looking for a reversal now. He's trying to cut the corner. Carter still has the leg. 10 seconds left now. Landon, there's no point scoring. I rolls through in a scramble position. That's not going to help him. He's got to get away. Zero, no point scored. Time runs out. Landon Bush. Carter Reese is the victor, a 2-1 victory over Landon Bush with that reversal. So, 0-for-3 today. Tough state tournament for Cuba City Benton Southwestern. It comes down, as you said, 0-for-3 today, 0-for-3 yesterday. And final score there was what?
2-1.
2-1. Yep, 2-1.
Getting ready to run by number 6.
Hey, Bill. Yes, sir. Back to on deck is the broth of the cook, man. Oh, the cook match. And what? That is 175 Division III. We talked about that ahead of time. Division II. Yep. Yep. James Brotz of Shoreland Lutheran and Vincent Cook of Freedom. The Cook Brotz match. You're making me angry.
I didn't take a breath right now.
I'd take a breath, but I don't want to pay $9 for it.
Right.
Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien continues to lead his opponent, Derek Klinkner of Two Rivers, 10-2. That match has been delayed multiple times by blood issues, but it looks like Lenzendorf is fixed up and ready to go. This is a young man competing in his third state tournament. And looking to place here at state, he'll need to finish off this match and win one more and able to do that tomorrow.
Another guy we watched every once in a while, Bill, here coming out of the same sectional, I believe, is Richmond Center. Espen Clear is a must in Nikita.
Okay.
He's leading his match right now, 8-0, just nearing the end of the second period.
Boston DeCita, the only team in the state with two guys named Espen. Espen Pitts and Espen Swears.
Huh.
They also have a Hawken Peterson on that team.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
That's correct.
Yeah. But he did not make the state tournament like the unbeaten man from Dodgeville. Go ahead and tell us what's happening with Espen Swears.
All right. Well, they're starting the third period here. He's over here on mat three right down in front of us with an 8-0 lead. He does get the escape, so he's going to go up 9-0. Facing Brody Nichols, Delvin Darien senior. There's a takedown for Espen. And good control here, up 12-1 now, 1:30 to go in the match. It was a good match here for Espen. Espen is a senior, 42-8. Going off the mat, we'll come back to the center and get that circled up here. And there's an attempt at another single leg right behind the knee. Gets that takedown easily. He's up 15-1. One more takedown. We'll make it a check ball. There's the attempt from Nichols. But Espen's starting to come around the corner. He's got the takedown. It's going to give him a victory here. 18-2. 175 pounds, Division II. Now.
You say 18-2?
That is correct, yes.
He had some good matches last week. There was a good battle in the finals. Was it him and Davids or something last week at 25? It was Kiffin Portage. He had a really good match.
Oh, Heitmeyer.
Yep.
And Landon is in the semifinals tonight.
Yep.
He's won twice here, and he's done very well.
Ready for another River Valley connection? So
go ahead.
So Landon, his aunt is named Carrie. Carrie's married to Jake Jackson from River Valley. I coached Jake Jackson in the late 90s.
Okay.
There's another connection for you.
And speaking of connections, I have a couple of them. We've received word that Marilyn Moore, longtime resident of Richland Center, in fact, she's at Pine Valley right now, her great-grandson is in the state semifinals tonight, Tegan Moore for West Salem
Bangor. Oh, that's pretty cool. And I also received word today from some guy that you might know, Chris Simonson. Did you admit it?
Yeah, I know Chris. Longtime band.
Yeah. And cross-country runner. And, boy, he was a star in so many musical events down there, not only instrumentally, but vocally and in musicals and things like that. Anyway, he went on to a longtime career at Riverdale Schools as a band director. He's still involved with coaching and directs a community band. He informed me today that there's a girl that wrestles for Kettle Moraine by the name of Brooke Williamson. She's wrestled in this tournament and won twice today. She's at 132 pounds, I believe, for Kettle Moraine. And she's a twin sister of a girl at Riverdale and is living with her mom while her sister remains in Blue River with dad. But we'll keep an eye on Brooke Williamson tomorrow for Kettle Moraine. See if we can get her one more win and get her a medal here.
There you go.
At the state tournament. Thanks for that, Chris Simonson. All right, we've taken care of all those connections.
There you go.
We had mentioned Nathan Blosky of Fenimore. Have we seen him yet? And I
have not.
I do see that Sawyer Swigum of North Seneca is on deck on net number 5. So we don't want to miss that one either.
We did miss Caden Coleman's match. Didn't last very long, though, as he was 10 in 53 seconds. Caden Coleman's match.
He wrestled Brock Mason of Shell Lake, who came in as the 5th seed in this tournament. So Caden Coleman's tournament has come to a close for Ithaca Western, but his coach, Troy Clary, and I'm sure Marcus McCauley, also very pleased with his season, specifically the way he ended it, making it here to state and competing for the Ithaca Western co-op. Caden Coleman's tournament is done, and he'll now become an assistant coach for Nolan Waldner, who won his last match and is one match away from placing.
He's talking about Lenzendorf, Bryce Lenzendorf from Prairie du Chien. He ended up winning that match finally by a score of 10-2.
10-2. Okay, thank you. And how about that Cook-Bratz match? That must have been sizzling.
The Cook won. He got a pin in 255.
Cook usually comes out on top of Bratz, I can tell you that. 255, you say?
Correct. We just announced Nathan Blaschke. Okay, he's on mat 4.
Why don't we pick up on that one, David?
All right.
And we'll keep our eye open for Sawyer Swigga.
Blaschke has taken the mat and they have started this match here with 0-0. Blaschke is senior from Fenimore 23-12. His opponent, Jacob Hoppy, senior, 45-7 from Athensburg, Colby. They do go off the mat with 8 seconds here, so they'll restart the center. This guy's tied up with collar tie. So at the end of the first period, it will be 0-0.
I keep forgetting that 1 minute first period.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know. I guess it's for time, but boy, if you're at state tournament, I'm not sure. I'd want to wrestle all I could.
Right. So we start the second period here as Blosky will be in the down position. He works up to his feet, trying to fight for that hand control to cut loose. But he's returning to the mat there. Hoppy. We're off the edge. He'll have to restart. Sawyer Swigum has got to the mat here on mat 5. Meanwhile, we're back to the action as Blaschke is 0-0, 1:30 to go in this period. He's still in the bottom position. Gets to his feet, just can't break that hand control. So works to the edge. Hoppy is going to try to take him out of bounds. Work back to center, returns him to the mat. Control still for Hoppy. And that spiraled breakdown. The blast is flattened right out here. We're under a minute to go in the second period.
So your Swiggum's up on mat 5. We'll give you updates on that.
Nice takedown for Swiggum there. Not awarded yet, but a good shot. Well, Blasky's under a minute now. Still no score as Hoppy's been able to control him in the referee's position here. Blasky's done, got to his feet a couple times, can't break the hand control. Now they're going to end up going out of bounds, have to reset with 35 seconds on the clock in the second period.
Now, I don't want to criticize, but I think that was a takedown.
I thought so.
You're behind the guy, but the guy's got opposite wrapped around your leg. There's no advantage for him. That's control for the top guy.
Yeah, top guy has him break down, flattened out. He's still hanging on the leg, but you're behind him and you got control.
He's not inside the leg. He's outside, right? So that's no, I don't know. I don't want to criticize, but I thought that was a takedown.
I agree with you.
But they won't let us give it to him. So.
There you go.
Now we're into the third period for, I'm sorry, still 2 seconds left in the second period for Blaston. He still is. At a score of 0-0. Control still for Hoppy. There's the end of the second period, 0-0.
Earlier in this round, Carson Bassett of Fenimore won his match. And in just a while, Dalton Wolf of the same team will be wrestling in an attempt to keep his tournament alive.
Blood time now on Glossy.
That's some wild scrambling down here with Sawyer Swiggum's match. Again, he's got that reverse, like, bottom guy. He's got the leg. That is kind of an unconventional position, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Green is in control. He's trying for like a sort of a Peterson roll. Now there's no point scored. So
yeah.
There's a lot of flopping around, but no point scored.
Lasky's back in the action here. Now down 1-0 as Hoppy gets the escape here to start this.
I think they started on their feet. I think he just let him up.
Yep.
I think it's a good decision.
Yep, gave him a free escape.
Yep.
Now we're going for takedowns, 1:44 to go in the match. Senior on senior. Last match was one of these two wrestlers here of their high school career. Oh, yeah. Buried the head in the side, and Hoppy's going to get a takedown here. He's going to go up 4-0.
That was a great front headlock, head in the hole. That was a good move.
Head in the hole, dropped down to the ankle.
Yep.
So Blasky is flattened out just over minutes ago. Hopsky, the senior, in the lead, 4-0. There's going to be the warning against Blasky. Warning for stalling.
Actually, Blasky will be wrestling next weekend, David.
Okay, you're right. Yep, I apologize. As Fenimore makes the team state tournament.
Division 2.
Division 2 this year. Blasky works his up to his seat, but Hoppy's trying to return him to the mat. We're about 40 seconds to go. There is the escape for Blasky. Gets 1 point on the board. Takedown for him would tie it up. Got 30 seconds to go to score it. That was a shot on a little single.
I've laughed because Blasky takes a shot, and the guy tries to jump over him.
Yeah.
Like, where's the sprawl? Oh, my goodness. He's got a chuckle. Sawyer Swiggum 4-0 here with third period. 1:15 left in the third period for the update.
Final 15 seconds of Blasky's match. It's still 4-1 in favor of Hoppy. Looking like he's going to hold on here. There's an attempt for a throw, but they're going to go out of bounds. Still neutral, no time on the clock. 4-1 victory for Nathan Blasky of Fenimore.
He is a four-time state qualifier.
Yeah,
Nathan Blasky has been here all 4 years. Nice high school career, which will be extended 1 week, of course, by the team tournament next weekend.
Swiggum gets the fall, so Sawyer Swiggum wins by fall. We'll move on and attempt to back to fifth, right? All these
Correct. That's what the best they can do.
Yep. Looks like 4:07, the pin time for Sawyer Swiggum. Good round for North Seneca as both wrestlers pick up victories and are one win away from placing here at State. Their next matches will be tomorrow morning. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Madison in just a moment. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
We are in the waning moments of this session at the Kohl Center in Madison, but a couple boys we want to keep an eye on. One is from Darlington Blackhawk, wrestling on mat number four, Ross Crist, who lost a tough 15-14 quarterfinal last night, and Crist is into the consolation bracket. His opponent is Thomas Cassidy of Lake Mills, and Pat Mahoney will keep an eye on this one for us.
Yeah, we're in the second period. Ross up 4-0. He had a good takedown in the first period and then had a good write-off for about 10 seconds. Took down, and now he's escaped there on her feet. And a great outside single there and a great finish. Now he's putting the boot in, so he gets three for the takedown. So 7-0. Chris is in the lead. Second period, about a minute left for the Darlington Blackhawks senior. 45-8 on the season. He was at 190. Earlier in the year, I know that because he wrestled Blake Brickle from River, my nephew, during the regular season, and then moved up, had several good matches with Blake Theory from Curtis Sheen the last few weeks. But Darlington Blackhawk competitor, we got a warning now. One, so that must be the second warning on green, so a point awarded to Chris. And he then lets him go, so now we got 8-1, apologies. Shot by Thomas. Chris, you're in a scramble position. There's just so much scrambling in wrestling now. You can't hardly know what's going on. Myself included, I've been with it for 35 years. Roll through for the scramble from Chris. You thank Ben Askren for all the scrambling, I guess.
Yeah.
So Chris scrambles around, rolls around. Now he ends up on top, and no points because the second period came to an end. So second period done. Third period starting 8-1, Chris over Thomas Cassidy.
Thomas Cassidy wearing a knee brace on his right knee. You wonder if his teammates tease him about being Hopalong.
There you go. Yeah. Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah.
I guarantee you none of those kids know that. I find myself in the classroom saying things. Oh, yeah, by the way. A broken record, that means that the record's got to start. Never mind.
Yeah.
So they're on their feet, 8-1, third period, 215-pound match. Shot attempt by Thomas, and Chris comes around, gets the takedown for another three. So 11-1. Dalton Wilson Fenimore is up on that five. Get to that one in a second. Got about a minute 20 left here in the third period for Ross Chris. I was saying the Darlington Blackhawk, all the kids are they're just very, they obviously put in time in the weight room. They all look a little shorter and stockier. So they, I was at sectionals last week saying, hey, that's Stepford. No, that's this other kid. I was like, I didn't get it right for three wrestlers because they all look similar to me.
Well, we're surprised Maddox Goebel didn't make it to state this year. A three-time state qualifier and left behind at the sectional.
Yeah, our sectional was really tough, I tell you. I don't know if there's another one that's that tough in the state. So Thomas gets away. It's 11-2 now. We got 40 seconds left here in the third period. On the feet, looking for takedowns. Every time I would say, boy, those Starlings and Blackhawks, they're really stocky. You know, they obviously put in, yeah, why do you think your football team is so good? I'm like, yeah, exactly. You need to convince more kids to get in the weight room and put the time in and the benefits of it. Locked up. Got an underhook here for Chris on the left side, looking for an outside single. There it is. And he's got a single, and he lifts it up high, and what a great finish. Gets the takedown for three. Got 14-2 now. Looking for a power half to get some back points. He's getting them. He's got the boots in, legs in, power halving, and gets the three near fall for the tech ball. So tech ball, actually the time ran out, but it's still a tech ball for Chris in 6 minutes.
Nice work for him as he moves through the consolation bracket. A lot of people thought he might be in the finals. He was second seeded here in this tournament, but came up short against Preston Krieger of New London last night, 15-14, and he put 16 on the board here in his first match after that. A couple of scores to report. I have one of them anyway. Nolan Wolf of Lancaster was defeated. If I saw that correctly, yes, I did. He lost 10-2 to Blake Carton of Shiocton. How about Nolan Hanke of Lancaster? Do you have that one, Dave, at 175 Division III?
I think I do. He is a winner by 10 in 123.
So Lancaster took two of three in that round. Will Prattville won earlier, and Nolan Hanke wins that one. Nolan Wolf was defeated. How about Fenimore's Dalton Wolf?
Well, he's leading 4-1, and now he just gets a throw, so he's going to look for a pin here. We are into the second period, and there is the pin. So it looks like it's going to be a 2-minute, 10-second pin for Dalton Wolf.
I'd like someone to tell me how many pins Dalton Wolf's got on the year, because every time I see that kid wrestle, he's getting a pin. He's got to have 30 pins on the year. I don't know. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, we're just out of matches, and I believe we're out of wrestlers from our immediate area. Do have this one I can contribute. Willie Graham of Stanley Boyd picked up a nice win in the consolation bracket. He needs one more win to place here at the tournament. We saw him at the Bi-State. Willie Graham, thought that was a great name. As he's finishing up his season from Stanley Boyd.
I was just going through some of these results, and I happened upon Nolan Wolf, 40-19.
Wow. One match shy of 60.
I said it last night. I say it a million times. I just can't wrap my head around it. How many matches we get?
Well, we will take a break and be back to wrap things up this afternoon after this. Thanks for joining us. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
100.9 WRCO.
I want to bring you up to date. The state tournament continues this evening with the state semifinals, 7 o'clock, two mats devoted to Division One, two mats to Division Two, two mats to Division Three, and two mats for the girls' semifinals. It'll be a great evening of wrestling, and we'll bring as much of it to you as possible. We do have a basketball game to deal with tonight, but we'll try to at least record some semifinal matches involving the area wrestlers in particular. We think of the ones from Mineral Point and the ones from Riverdale, Grant Matthews, Brody Meese, and Lakota Brewer. We'll keep an eye on Delia Collins of Mineral Point for the girls, and also Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca is in the state semifinals tonight. We'll do our best not to miss anybody. We can tell you that today, for the girls at least, from the immediate area, we had tough defeats for Maddie Muller of Richland Center, for Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Their tournaments came to a close. But a couple of girls from our immediate area made it all the way through, and they just have to win one more match now tomorrow morning for their tournament to continue in the consolation bracket. Both Emily Heisner of Mineral Point and Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern won two matches today, and they are now just one win away from placing in this tournament. We talked about Cuba City Benton Southwestern having a tough tournament for the boys, winless, but Chloe LaRue has picked up a couple wins today for the girls' team. David, any observations in particular on what we saw this afternoon?
I don't think there's anything that outstanding. I mean, there's a nice set still on our very last match with the pen, so that ends this round. But no, nothing really stood out. I thought Ethan Hady, it was nice to see him to get a win and keep going on. The only wrestler from Richmond Center, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Ethan Hady with a win this afternoon. For North Crawford Seneca, both Jared Grimslet and Sawyer Swiggum picked up victories. We also saw wins for Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville. Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland bounced back with a victory. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point picked up a win as well. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston advances on in the tournament. We also saw victories for Mason Hurd and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, for Fenimore's Dalton Wolf and Carson Bassett all picked up victories today. Lancaster's William Prattaville and Nolan Hankey picked up wins on the mat. So we had a lot to cheer about this afternoon, but in particular, nice to see those wins for the teams from our immediate area, Ethan Hady, Nolan Waldner, and the two from North Crawford Seneca. We'll talk more about those programs and much more tonight, as we'll get as much coverage on the air, and we'll preview tonight's semifinals during the 520 sports later on this afternoon. I want to thank Troy Clary for coming up this afternoon, Pat Mahoney as well for getting him on the air, and Kirk Lair will rejoin us tonight, and we look forward to that. For David Werman, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining. This has been State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
We salute the farmers themselves, the heart and soul of agriculture. Their commitment, resilience, and tireless work ensure that communities are fed and nourished. Whether tending to crops, livestock, or planning for the future, farmers are the backbone of our society, driving forward through every challenge and every season. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you're falling to pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Until my knees rest a while there on high.
singing that sweet old song. I'm dancing on my daddy's feet. Oh, I was growing fast. I was restless as the wind. Too young to know that I'll truly, you'll never be the same again. But there's a back road in my mind, taking me back here every time. It's all mine, it waits for me, if only in a daydream. Cause it's long gone, and it's in my past. I can close my eyes when I wanna go back to the days when life could be honey so sweet. Honey so
smile again, even though I know you've had a bad day. Doing this and doing that, always putting yourself last. A whole lot of give and not enough take. But you can only be strong so long before you break. Forget about the world tonight, all that's wrong and all that's right. Lay your head on my shoulder and let it fade away. And if you wanna let go, baby, it's okay. Every worry, every tear, I'm ready.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A tense exchange between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, leading Zelensky being asked to leave the White House before meetings took place on ending Russia's war with Ukraine.
I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States, and your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out.
President Trump then accusing Zelensky of not being ready for peace. Senator Lindsey Graham, among the officials in the room, now suggesting Zelensky to resign.
I talked to Zelensky this morning. Don't take the bait. President Trump was in a very good mood last night. Somebody asked me, Am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president.
Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called today's meeting appalling, claiming the fallout will embolden Vladimir Putin and Russian aggression. This is ABC News. The measles outbreak.